I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will exalt your love more than wine. Draw me after you and let us roam together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will exalt your love more than wine. Draw me out to you and let us roam together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. It is Jesus that in my heart. It is Jesus that in my heart. It is Jesus that in my heart. Jesus the Son of God. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will exalt your love more than wine. Draw me after you and let us roam together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will exalt your love on the wine. Draw me after you and let us roll together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will exalt your love more than wine. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. It is Jesus that's in my heart. It is Jesus that's in my heart. It is Jesus that's in my heart. Jesus, the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the way I know. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the way I know. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil tries to do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the way I know. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith. It's my sword and shield. Jesus is the way I feel. Though the fig tree shall not blossom, though there be no grapes upon the vine, though the holy tree shall cast its fruit, and the field shall yield no grain to grind, though the floods shall all be scattered, and there be no cattle in the stall, the Lord. God is still my joy and strength, and by his word it changes all. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. What if faith is my sword and shield? Jesus is the way I feel. The Spirit of the Lord is here, and he has anointed me to tell the news to everyone. He's come to set the captives free. So if you are broken hearted, what triumph all those scales you wear, the Lord is here to heal you now and bring the power and hold you in. The Spirit of the Lord is here, and he has anointed me to tell the news to everyone. It's come to set the captives free. So if you are broken hearted, but tired of the chains you wear, the Lord is here to heal you now and bring the power that holds you there. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's trying to do. The Lord in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord I feel. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's trying to do. The Lord in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord I feel. Jesus is the Lord I know. The fig tree shall not blossom, though there be no grapes upon the vine. Though the olive tree shall cast its fruit, and the field shall yield no grain to grind. Though the flock shall all be scattered, and there be no cattle in the stall, the Lord is still my joy and strength, and by his word it changes all. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's trying to do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the way I know. The Spirit of the Lord is here, and he has anointed me to tell the news to everyone. It's come to set the captives free. So if you are broken hearted, but you are tired of those chains you wear, the Lord is here to free you now, and by his power it changes it all. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the Lord. I know Jesus is the way. I know Jesus is the Lord. I know Jesus is the way. I know one more time. Though the fig tree shall not blossom, though there's been no grapes up on the vine, though the olive tree shall cast its fruit, and the field shall yield no grapes to grind, though the floods shall be scattered, and there be no cattle in the stall, the Lord is still my joy and strength, and by his word it changes it all. I'll praise the Lord with hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's trying to do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the way I feel. The Spirit of the Lord is here, and he has anointed me to tell the news to everyone. Is come to set the captives free. So if you are broken hearted, but tired of those chains you wear, the Lord is here to heal you now and bring the power that holds you bound. The Lord is here to heal you now. The Lord is here to free you now. The Lord is here to help you now. The Lord is here to raise you now. The Lord is here to change you now and break the power that holds you bound. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's going to do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the way I feel. Jesus is the way I know. Jesus is the way I feel. Yes. Jesus is the way I know. Beloved, if you are here on this altar this morning, I am sent to you as the instrument of the Most High God for your freedom. Whether you are brokenhearted, whether you are troubled or traumatized, whether you've just faced a situation that is contrary to the word of the Lord, whether there is no fig on the vine, whether the olive tree has cast down the fruit. Beloved, I am sent to you as the instrument of the Lord this morning for your freedom, because it was for freedom that Christ has set you free. no longer to be subject to the yoke of slavery. Jesus, we celebrate your victory. Jesus, we revel in your love. Yes, sir. Jesus, we rejoice you set us free. Jesus, your death has brought us life. Jesus, we celebrate your victory. Jesus, we revel in your love. Jesus, we rejoice you set us free. Jesus, your death has brought us. Releases us from faith. The way to him is open. With boldness we draw down. And in his presence, our problems disappear. Our eyes responding to his love. Jesus, we celebrate your victory, Jesus. We revel in your love, Jesus. We rejoice you set us free, Jesus. Your death has brought. Jesus, your death has brought us life. Jesus, your death has brought me life. Jesus, your death has brought life. Jesus, your death has brought us 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 life. Jesus' mission is to rescue the captive. And to save those who are of a contrite spirit. The mission of Jesus is to heal the brokenhearted. Is to liberate those the enemy thought are trapped for life. And that work was concluded and completed. Completed and concluded through Calvary in such a way reminded what he has completed, what he has perfected by his blood, it cannot be added on. Nothing can add on to it. Beloved, nothing can be taken away from it. What was foretold? Jesus knew his assignment. It was already foretold, and he unashamedly declared it. For this purpose, the Son of God is manifest. To destroy the works of the evil one. Beloved, beloved, the Son of God came on the scene of the world for the only purpose, for this purpose. The Son of God is manifest to destroy the work of the evil one for this purpose. So the Son of God did not just come. He came with a purpose. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest to destroy the work of the evil one. So the work of captivity is not hidden from him. The oppressions of darkness he already knew. The evidences of the rage of darkness he knew. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. Psalm 74, verse 20. Have respect unto covenants, for the dark places of the earth is full of cruelty. Have respect for covenants, for the dark places of the earth is full of cruelty. dark places of the earth is full of habitation of cruelty. Beloved is full of the abode of cruelty. An habitation, it is a house. Habitation house things. In a good sense, you and I will call it, it was meant to be a pleasant place. It was meant to be a home. It was meant to be a place of pasture. An habitation where you dwell, it's supposed to be a place of peace. Beloved, but for the earth, he said it is full of habitation of cruelty. Beloved, what does cruelty mean? It means violence, oppression, injustices, unfairness. The act of unrighteousness. Beloved, is that our respect for covenant, for the dark places of the earth. Was full of cruelty. Violence was first mentioned by God Himself when He looks at the corruption that was on the earth. It was not a filthy, dirty thing. He saw men, and the Lord said, the earth also was corrupt before God and was filled with violence. But when you see violence in the earth, Genesis chapter number 6, verse number 3, when there's been a mixed oppression in the earth, the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, Yet his days shall be 120 years. Man, he called it flesh, but that was not the original intention because there has been a violation. There has been an invasion to man's life whom God has created. He has allowed the enemy to come. And the word of the Lord said, the life of a man will be limited to 120 years. But in those days, there were giants in the earth. And also after that, but there was an intermingling. When the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bear children for them, the same became mighty men which were of old. Beloved, the Bible says they were mighty men, giants. In those days, there's been an intermingling. There's been a yoking between the sons of God and the daughters of men. So God said, I cannot allow these people to live on for life. He reduced their normal lifespan to 120 years. Why? The word of the Lord said, that there's been a sexual perversion, sexual relationship. Corruption. Where the sons of God, they lived with daughters of men. And the word of the Lord said they bore their children, and these were mighty men, famous warriors. They were heroes. In their time. And the Lord saw. He observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth. And he saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil. Everything that they thought, everything that they imagined, consistently that is continually was not light, it was only evil. And I wonder, what were these thoughts? Their thoughts were totally evil. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved. In his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. So you and I understand that Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. And God said, I will do and pioneer a new work. With new. Genesis chapter number 6 and verse number 11. It said the earth was also corrupt and when God is speaking about the state of the earth, he said the earth, I want you to keep your eyes on the beginning of violence and corruption. Because there is no corruption without a corrupter or corruptors. Nothing can be destroyed without the destroyer. Nothing can be wasted without a waster. Nothing can be trapped without the trapper. And the word of the Lord says, the earth also was corrupt. That is talking about destruction before destruction. That word which the Lord will use is talking about the earth also was ruined before God actually judges. There was an injury. Beloved, the beautiful earth looked like a rotten, broken, battered place. Contrary to the divine arrangement of a people that look like God. Because there's been a yoking with another which is not God. They were dealing in a corrupt way, in a perverse way. But men were blinded, and beloved, they do not understand. The earth was corrupt. And the word of the Lord says, and the earth was filled with violence. How can the earth be filled with violence when creation said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, that they will have dominion over the earth that God had created. They will take charge. Over. Beloved, and we saw that God gave man the dominion mandate. We can never stop talking about this, possibly for a few more days. God will say, a term God will use in everything that you see in Genesis 1. After he creates things, he said, and God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters. He said, the fish should fill the waters. He gave man dominion mandates. He blessed them. He said, be fruitful. Verse 28. And multiply. Replenish the earth. Again, this is man. For man, he said, replenish. For everything else, it was a fill the earth. But yet, replenishing the earth also means fill the earth with God-like man. God-like man. Fill the earth with images of generation of believers, of people created like God. Fill the earth to be full. Replenish the earth also means this is an agenda in the heart of the Godhead that needs to be accomplished. Accomplish the intended design pattern of God. God said, let the earth be filled. With men and women. That God. That look like God. Divine agenda. Divine purpose of God. But beloved, this morning, he sent me an errand. He gave me a divine assignment this morning because that purpose And I'm taught. We said last week, indeed, the first assignment, actually upon the Genesis 2:19. He took charge. He operated in an intelligent way. He took charge. He gave names to everything that God has created. He gave names. And whatever name Adam called whatever is, that was their name thereof. Everything that answered to God, answered to him. Until there was a trap. And you and I saw that another came to the garden called the serpent. Beloved, an intelligent man became a man that was spiritual, became an earthly man. He became a sensual man. The one that was created like God became an earth man. From the dust that are and the dust shall thou be, because there was a trap. Time will not permit us to go into certain detail about this, because a man that was covered by glory who know no shame, a man that have divine knowing, divine understanding, a man that can relate with divine creativity, a man created like God that has divine knowledge, a man that have divine vigor. A man that is endowed with the wisdom of God, because the breath of God was in him. Everything that was God was in him. Himself and his wife were together. They know no shame. They were naked. The man and his wife were not ashamed. Beloved, they have no feeling of shame. They have no reason to know disappointment. Beloved, they didn't have to act shamefully. Neither do they have an occasion to bring them to shame in any which way, whether make them to feel ashamed. But beloved, or neither make them to be confounded. They do not have such. But I asked the Lord some question, and he answered me as I begin to meditate. And asking God, what must I say to you this morning? And the Lord said to me, until they were trapped, by the trapper, they were trapped in their mind until the trapper trapped them. Beloved, the trapper did not put the food in their mouth. The Bible talks about the trapper. Genesis chapter number 3. The serpent. Beloved, a snake says it was more subtle, a crafty animal. It was much more shrewd. Beloved, it was a sly, a cunning animal. When they say people are shrewd, many times the same word shrewd is used as sensible. And prudent. But this enemy was an enemy whose shrewdness and slyness and prudency and craftiness beloved his only attack is to trap men. The word of the Lord said it was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said, so there was a trap. The marketing people, they use a language. I remember working for a telecom company before all the broadbands and all of those things came into this country. And we will, when the interviewers, which are present, when you are talking to the marketers, when they are interviewed, these are men that will come on board in that American company and they give them big fat cars. But I wonder why Adrian would interview them in the way he interviewed them. What he would say to them, they don't know the product. They have no clue what the product is. But he would tell them, if you can sell me your wife, you can sell the product. And most of the people that are turned down, they don't know their why. But the marketers that are beloved, they were paid good. When they start to sell their wives, because that was the product that they know, that they sleep with, they live with, they talk with on a day-to-day basis. They only have 5 minutes to present their wife. Very strange to me in the IT industry. How can you be interviewing people? The first time I thought it was a joke. He didn't waste his time with the man. He told him, sorry, you cannot. This is a new product in England. You cannot do the job. Interviewed the second time, I thought maybe it would change. He said, no, the third person, he gave him the job. And then I have to know and find out, is this a model of interview? Something that they know. Someone that they've been with. Someone that they can close their eyes and talk about. Something that they can say they know inside out. Beloved, but when what man was meant to know was not known, they can be trapped in an unknown because traps are never exposed. Trap is an hidden thing. Because if it is so obvious, they will never have fallen into it. I think the amazing thing for me and my senior colleague at the time was the fact that when they talk about it, you will know experienced marketers and inexperienced marketers. Beloved, what I see, I thought that there would be another question. That was the end of questioning. He would tell them about this new product that we are building a dashboard for and how they have to go to different cities and talk about the product. He doesn't waste time. He doesn't tell you come back for an answer. He tells you you have the job. I'm going to tell you the product. This is the induction period. And this is the expected revenue you are meant to bring if you make this amount of money in addition to your salary. This is what you get. You have the companies, this and that, and beloved. He finished his interview, not a time waster. But inexperienced marketing people, they thought it was a joke. So they will talk childishly and respond stupidly. They thought that the real question will come after what he asked them. They never know that that was their moment. Because they thought we came here to tell you this is our experience I've worked as a marketer for this phone company. I've worked for this and I've worked for that. I am yet to meet another personality, but I personally have never gone through interviews that were so direct like that. But I've been to interview where they asked me about my ring and they said, I like your ring. Beloved, but what has he done? He was trapping them. It was a trap for them to sell their wives, to know whether they can come up to speed on time, whether they can sell anything. And beloved, the marketers, they pride themselves in that, I can give me anything. I can sell anything. They don't know products. But by the time they sell you the package, you forget to look at the content. So Adam was sold, the rapper, and Eve, they were trapped in what it looks like. And they forgot the content of God's word that he has spoken to them. They forgot about the instruction. They forgot about, beloved, what was commanded. Because they saw it coming, but they didn't know. Eve got trapped by that engagement. And said unto the woman, yes, as the Lord said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. God didn't say so. In actual fact, God says in Genesis 2:16, the last instruction that he gave before Adam manifested the supernatural intelligence, the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. In the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. What died in man was the life, was the supernatural intelligence, was the ability, the God connectivity inside of man. He said, if you dare go to the place, you have a divine knowing. But if you dabble into the knowing, according to the visible that you see like this, that day he does not eat. He has not eaten of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, but yet he operated in supernatural knowledge. He operated in supernatural wisdom. He operated like God because he was created as God. Beloved, his operation was unquestionable. God did not try to rename what he has named, by the grace of God and opportunities given to me, when you have people working in your team, you see some people's work, you wish they were not hired. Because you have to do it all over again. You see some other people delivery, you can just say, make an amendment, very good, but could you consider rephrasing this or doing a particular thing in a particular way? Beloved, but yet you will also meet people that understand the vision and will document the vision. Whatever project you give to them, they will do it in the exact way. Adam operated like God, named everything that he has to name. This meeting, I am happy because it probably is for one person. And the one person can be many people. On this altar this morning, Adam was of the last category because Genesis chapter number 2, verse 19, the word of the Lord help us to see the state of Adam after the last instruction was given. Very last instruction, beloved, was given to him. God said, look, all beautiful, Eden for you. But excuse me, says of the living God, God gave. He said, let's read it. Beloved, look at all the things that God has created. Read Genesis. We need to begin to read the Bible, beloved. We need to acquaint ourselves with the word of God. You need to take God's word inside of you. And God spoke. And God said, after he had seen various things in the garden done, God of that land was good. There is delium and ox and stone. On stone, and the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Edical, and as it which went towards the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. Every river has something in it. And the Lord took, after the finished work, took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress and to keep it. He employed, engaged, instructed him, commanded him. And the Lord God commanded the man, said, of every tree, verse 16, of the garden you can eat freely. The garden is yours, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, you shall surely die. God does not trap man. God said, there is a consequence for your action. The devil is the one that is cunning and sly. He said, if you eat, you can eat everything. But the day that you eat of this tree, you will surely die. Beloved, the day that you eat of that tree, he said, There is a cutoff. Because in the man that God made from the dust, there was no other life inside of him than the life of God. Beloved, because God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So when man was trapped, he said, the day that you eat this tree, there is a consequence for your action. The dust man that became the God man. He said, when you eat of that tree, and said that day you stop living. Because there is a cutoff. Because for the God man to return to the dust man, there is a cutoff of the breath of God. And that's man. The day that you eat of it, he said, you shall surely die. Last instruction. And God took away what was not good. He said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him an helpmate for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field. Everything was created the same place, the dust place where God created everything. God made everything, including Adam, from the same dust. But the difference is that there is the life of God. The Zoe of God was not in the, it was not the breath of God that was in the fish. Beloved, hear the word of the living God. God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam so to see what he could call them. And whatever Adam called them, every living creature, that was the name thereof. God put his own life in man so that man can, beloved, speak in such a way that all these creatures, they have their existence. They have the power to live by the spoken word of a man that has the breath of God inside of him. Beloved, the Bible never told me that God, apart from speaking, actually commanded Adam to give them name, that God was the one that actually put life inside of any animals that you saw. And anybody that used a satanic, demonic animal to torment you in your sleep, and a human being appearing like a devil to mess with your destiny, let the heart open up and swallow them without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, challenges. Over this commission and everyone connected. Or connected, or that we connect in the future. I decree in Christ Jesus a supernatural endowment of the life of Jesus that is releasing the emergence of a generation of the believers from this commission, from our kids to the adults, from the old to the young, from the new to the old members. I decree a supernatural intelligence of God manifesting through Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:24, who has become the wisdom and the power of God unto humankind, that it begins to raise in this commission purposeful-minded believers that will change our world for good. Men that will manifest God in the marketplace, on the home front, in the academia, in every nook and corner, in the politics of the nation, in every governmental offices, men that will manifest divine intelligence, divine knowing that surpasses the imagination, the expectation of man, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, what you must see, that the life of God inside of man is the spirit of the living God that he breathed into them. Jesus has to redo this action. And he looked at his disciples, he breathed upon them. He said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Holy God inside of man. Before Adam was trapped inside of the vine. Right now, I take authority over every slow poison that dulled the axe, that destroyed the cutting edge, every slow poison that is called slow paralysis of the mind, that causes the thinking and the functioning and the imagination and the dreaming life. I'm not talking about sleeping and dreaming. Your ability to be envisioning the great things that God has ordained and released us to innovation, the seed of creativity, the seed of imagination, the seed of divine dreams, the seed of greatness. That is the realm of seed. If you can't see it, you can't have it. God brought Abraham out in Genesis chapter number 13. He said, as far as you can see, it is the eyes on the inside that sees the divine activity that God has designed man to accomplish. He used, beloved, he used what is seeable to trap the unseen, the unseen power that can create what will be visible. Beloved, Adam has the power of the unseen. By faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made by the things that do appear. They didn't just become. There is a power that manifested the force of creativity, the power of the Holy Ghost that was brooding upon the face of the earth as creation, that went into action because God saw. He saw light before he created light. Darkness does look appear, and God said there is an unseen light that is yet to manifest that will bring the beauty of the earth out. And God said, let there be light. And light sprang forth. So by faith, we can understand that nothing just appeared. God formed them, brought them to the man that asked. The Holy Ghost that has the life of God inside of him, he brought them before one who has life inside of him. Stay with me. Whatsoever has trapped you in your mind, in your soul, in your body, in your thinking, in your imagination, beloved, that has stopped any organ in your body, I command that satanic trap be broken. I enforce your freedom because that is why Christ has come. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, may the Holy Spirit take a hold of our mind. May the force of life penetrate into our soul. May the God kind of life swallow up man that manifested God. Creating like God, powerful like God, beloved in charge like God, articulate like God, irresistible like God, unopposable like God, enforce his dominion mandate when he was on track, created with eternal life to live for life. Became trapped and God put a limit. To the time of life of a man. And he called it 120 years. Because he cannot afford for us to remain in satanic trap. And to remain a victim of the trap of the serpent. The serpent said, manipulating the center part of man, where man was meant to operate like God. Somebody said when they get to heaven, they will go and look for Adam and Eve and slap them. Ah, why Adam, kiddie, that is your problem. But there are many men on earth today and women that are worse than Adam. Because we have done some things, the Adamic nature, that Jesus came to kill the corrupted Adamic nature, and Jesus came to rid us of it and said, I want you to return to a God man. The capacity of God, the ability of God, the wisdom of God, the power of God to be regained that which was lost. So everybody has the right to choose to go in the way of all men or to go in the way of God. Beloved brethren, he tampered with the first part I am dealing with this morning. He introduced confusion into the mind of man. That is why I hate the spirit of insanity with their only passion. When intelligent man, great man of great destiny, lose control and no longer in charge, and the serpent has taken charge of their life. Therefore, every form of confusion inside of man, sponsored by the devil, programming depression, distress, and insanity, I command that oppression of the enemy to expire now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. When a smart person became unsmart, wickedness of the wicked. I know what I'm talking about. When a child that was doing well become like a dull head. Every child are uniquely created by God. They have not known how to start seeing it. They are dreamers. That's why your child will say, I will buy mommy a motor car. I will build you a house. Because there is a greatness of God inside of them. If we would dare show them the way of God, they will not become a victim of dull head. They will not become a victim of the serpent that destroys the set mind of creativity. Therefore, it said, he used the visible to trap the invisible that was inside of us. He said, as God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. What is the essence? Why would God put them in a place where he can tell them you can't eat anything? The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the tree, of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, we shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. It follows the soul. Where has he said that? Lest you die. But the devil knows what death means for them. He knows what it means. They have just manifested God. And them just show up as God. At the moment of his manifestation of oppression, his first oppression, a man like God on earth was the moment that the enemy came to confuse their mind. To make what is visible, to trap their ability to create like God. It said, you shall not surely die. God said, the only species on the face of the earth that has God on the inside of him. So what does that death mean? It means that the life of God won't allow man to operate like God. That is what the deceptiveness of sin does to a man. He can tell you, you will build a skyscraper from this. Just go ahead and do the illegal and do the unlawful. Just go ahead and compromise the word of God. It's only this time. Beloved, they were saying, whenever the enemy traps the mind, is trapping, creating things that are displeasing to God, so that the God ability in man, the investment of the divine treasure inside of opened, and you shall be as gods. The gods, these are not those that were created. They were already manifesting God. Adam had already manifested God. He was in partnership with God. God turned him to a, he made him to sleep and created a woman. And he said, what is this? He said, this is a woman. There was a connectivity in operation. There was an agreement between man and God. It created a dysfunctioning operation of man, beloved, with its maker. He said, you will be as God. Please leave Adam alone. Let me deal with me. Beloved, he said, your eyes will be opened and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, he saw the visible. With his pair of eyes, the engagement with the devil has blurred a mind. A sense of reasoning has become polluted. A sense of thinking has become taken over. And beloved, is so. Look at the deceptiveness. He saw that the tree was good for food. But was no shame more. Because the visible has magnified itself to our, and the invisible live that God has placed inside of it has become suppressed. Beloved, it was good for food. It was pleasant to the eye, she said, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. Is this not what gets man into trouble, still getting people to trouble today? It looks good. Man in shiny armor. It can never off a sensor fly. It looks good, the best job in this world. It looks good, the best attainment in the industry. At the expense of eternal life and eternal destiny. It was good for food. It saw. She saw. A tree or dairy. Beloved, any personality connected to this commission that the enemy is confusing your mind, I declare your freedom from satanic influence and mindset in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. What you have not taken off, you already believe that it is the right thing. So when Adrian told the marketers to tell him about the product, they don't know the product. He only tells them, tell me about the only product that you know. And you saw something in trousers, or you saw it on the shop window. You saw the cigarette on the cabinet in the supermarket. You saw the drug and you are still in church and you saw the lies She said, the devil said, you will be like God. Telling the gods that they will be like gods. She said she saw it was good for food. It was pleasant to the eyes. A tree to be desired. Everybody run after him. A tree to be desired. I was ministering to somebody yesterday, and I pray a prayer for myself. Beloved, they were in the wilderness. What God from heaven provided was not enough. Manna was not enough. Supernatural release of bread was not enough. They wanted the cucumber, they wanted the meat. And God gave them, and it came out of their mouth. There was what will send them to death. It became a desire. They were lusting for what is not going to satisfy. The Lord showed me a personality in this commission. He told me, he said, he has warned you over and over again. He said, you won't listen to me. He told me you would not listen. God said he has corrected you over and over again, and you are in a place now that is a fix for you. Because when you know how to do good and you don't do it, you are setting yourself up. The person was telling me, I said, this is what the Lord showed me. And I wanted to address the situation. But the Lord opened me up to see the man won't listen. Because personally God has told you, fix the rubble. Rid them out of your life. Put your house in order. Because what looks like a friend is an enemy. That whose assignment was simply to take you down. But because God is a merciful God, that was the only thing I can ask. That mercy will override every impending judgment today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. That you will find it in your heart to put your house in order and to fix what needs to be fixed and to come out of the trap of darkness and be released into life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It's all good for food. Pleasant to the eyes. What an opportunity. A tree to be desired. But the desire that will take away your ability to walk in supernatural sharpness, divinely, oppression, in a way that God will be seen in man. Everything that is called the love of the eyes. Jesus said it. Psalm 82 verse 6. John chapter 10 verse 34. He said, don't you know that ye are God's? Psalm 82 verse 6 said, I have said you are God's, and all of you, you are the children of the Most High. Children of the Elohim God. The true God. Know ye not, let it settle in our spirit, let it settle in our soul, let it settle when we sleep and we wake up, that the Spirit of God will cause a robust understanding of who we are in God, in our spirit, in our soul, in our body, such that we will not become a victim of satanic trap, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No! He knows that you are God's. Children of none other. But God. But when you don't know what you ought to know, then we walk in ignorance. And a manipulator can begin to mess with the mind. But Jesus said, and set the mindset that was polluted, that turned the God man to a flesh man. To a dust man. To a man that is subject to the devil. To have a victim mentality, a man that became limited in imagination, a man operating below the capacity, I prayed for myself yesterday. Lord, if my desire is not in tune with your will, don't give me what will kill me. Don't give me what will take the life of God out of my life. Lord, only give me desires that will be aligned with your will. Let me desire what you desire. Don't let me desire what will take me down. And then there are two people in this commission. You want to confuse the destiny of your children. You're already plotting things, working things out in your head that is contrary to the will and the purpose of God. I command that desire, ungodly desire, ungodly thought and imagination, recognized that. She knew the moment of his manifestation. She didn't eat in her heart her own desire. She asked the desire of God for that son that he raised. She raised in her own. She raised with purpose in mind. She raised with divine intention of God in mind. And therefore, when she came into the scene where Jesus is to manifest, the very reason why he came, he said, son, the wine is running out. You are meant to be an eliminator of shame and reproach. The son said, I don't know. I don't think it's time. The woman that has anointing in her door, look at his disciple. She said, whatsoever he told you, do it. When you don't have the vision of God for your children, you will have some other kind of vision. But not necessarily a dead divine vision. When you don't have divine thought, you will have some kind of thought. When you don't have a one-guided thought, when you don't have the wisdom of God, there is some other kind of wisdom, which is called the wisdom of this world, manipulating, rather than creating. The wisdom of this world that is beloved, destructive, rather than as an offering of life. The wisdom of this world. That kills divine inspiration, divine motivation. The wisdom of this world. That is foolishness before God. The wisdom of this world that produces a quick fix but have no lasting effect. The wisdom of this world that delivers some result but not all the result. And they call it smartness. They call it intelligence that has no life-giving power. The wisdom of this world that is crafty, that is devilish. The wisdom of this world that is deceptive. The wisdom of this world that has no delivery of success. The woman that asks the word content, the vision content for her son, was able to decipher the moment and the time. I decree and declare for every parent on this altar this morning, I decree that any plan of the devil to use the parents against their children, ignorantly or knowingly, to use them to alter what heaven had already altered by design against our children. I decree this morning that arrangement and that yoke with the devil and with the thought and imagination that is corrupting, and that thought and imagination that is crafty, that thought and imagination that is not God, that is foolish and deceptive, I command them to dry up today in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. The wise devices are swept away. Job chapter 5, verse 13. Beloved, they are falling. It's deceptive. Proverbs 14, verse 8. Beloved, your plan does not hold. I speak over every life, over every individual, small or great, old or young, connected by God as leaders and members of this commission that is under the sound of my voice or that we connect and the wisdom of man. Sponsored by the devil with deceptive scheming, craftiness, and cunningness to bring us down, to confuse our destiny, to make us fail or to make us fall. I decree today be exposed and be judged in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Demonic wisdom. That does not come from God. Earthly wisdom. Sponsored by selfish ambition. Earthly wisdom sponsored by arrogance against the divine knowledge of the word of God. I command them to dry up because they are destiny stealers. I speak to the roots of every corrupted wisdom. Then look, they said, she said, I saw good for food. How do you know? Before she ate it, and the what was seen, the visible became a killer of the invisible. Every destiny is a future to be unraveled. Every purpose is what God has proposed for you to walk in. Every carrot dangled by the devil in the mind, physically, spiritually, in any way, satanic carrot that looks good to behold, that looks good to eat, that looks good to embrace, that looks good to be desired, but was an object of destruction to destiny, object of destruction to life, object of destruction to marriage, object of destruction to health, object of destruction to wealth, object of destruction to what is good, object of destruction to destiny. Today I command that satanic object, satanic carrot, I command it today to catch fire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Object to corrupt divine order and create a disorderness, confusion in destiny. I command its elimination this morning from the life of every prevailer in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah, you are saying, but I don't know if it's an issue of my mind. was destroyed. Cannot tarry with God 1 hour. He said, my spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Jesus said, guard your heart, guard your mind with all diligence. For out of it flows the issues of life. Beloved, he said, be vigilant. Proverbs chapter number 4, verse 23. Be watchful. Jesus said, the reason why I came is to rid us of everything that the corrupted, demonic, conniving, wicked serpent, the manipulator, has infused in man. He said, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the work of the devil. So if his purpose is to destroy the work of the devil, it means it's going to entrap every satanic trap. What was not obvious but destructive. What you cannot put your hand in, what was going on in your mind, but that was a setup for you to be trapped, being caged in yourself, caged in your mind, beloved, caged in your thoughts. Anything that makes you to think in a way outside of God's word, it is contrary to God. God is the mind, but it is not supposed to be subjected to the devil. We are in Christ now. It said you have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ because Jesus has come through redemption to give us back the creative mindset, the innovative mindset, the mindset that can derive and achieve obtaining God results. Beloved, natural man can only deal like the first Eve did when they were corrupted. The Spirit of God in them, the invisible presence and life of God was suppressed, and the devil magnified what he thought was good. He knows. He said, you will not surely die. He was interested in their death so that he can take over. Please, I am not praying panic prayer on this altar. It will never happen. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. A natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually oppressed. Beloved, the devil said that to them that believe and receive him, he gave power to become sons of God. And God is spirit, and they that worship him, they worship him in spirit and in truth. And beloved, the word of the Lord, help me to understand. He that is from above is above all. So everything that come against you, this week you are rising above them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, because so mightily grew the word of God, and beloved, it prevails. Therefore, we are called prevailers. This day I decree we prevail over every satanic trap, over every demonic orchestrated event, over every deceptiveness, over every cunningness, over every arrangement of the devil. I decree we prevail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus said, as part of the salvation, you now have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 from 14. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Beloved, it is important he said we have the mind of Christ. But understanding the mind of Christ is embedded in understanding divine instruction. That was what he was able to manipulate them about, because their eyes was on divine instruction. He turned them to flesh men. When you have the mind of Christ, and I get the mind of Christ, it is obtaining the powerful mindset, the mindset of wisdom that is creative, innovative, that can take action according to the word of God and believe and get God's result. We have the mind of Christ. And 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 verse 24 said, Christ the power of God. Christ the wisdom of God. The embodiment of divine wisdom embedded by God inside of man. And beloved, what was lost to Adam is now inside of me. I choose by divine mercy of God to stay where God has placed me and to operate in the form and shape that God has designed for me. Beloved, because the word of the Lord said, he came to set the captives free. Isaiah chapter number 61. Isaiah chapter number 61. Christ is not as the anointed one. is the power and the wisdom of God. The anointing is likened to the Holy Spirit. It said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good things unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. That was why I came on this song and on this platform that God gave us. He said, even if you are brokenhearted, the Lord is here to heal you now. He has the power to make you whole. Beloved, even if there is no figs upon the vine, the Lord is right here to change them all. Beloved, even if the olive tree are all scattered, the Lord, by the power of Christ, is untrapping every trap in your mind that says it can't be. Manipulation of that. It said that I have been anointed. So preach the good news unto the meek. So he has sent me to bind up, to soothe, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to them that are bound. To release the captives. A captive is somebody who is carried away against their own will. The prison is a contained place, a place of limitation. It's an hideout. When the enemy puts man opening up prison for those who have been tied down, locked up. Beloved, it is possible to be walking through the streets of London or of your nation, and there is a chain on the inside. I can never forget. I think I read it or I listened to it. I can remember. A girl whose mother was sick. And they took the girl, the woman has been in hospital for months or so. And they took the mother for deliverance. And they took the girl for deliverance. It was a mother that has been sick and they can't find a solution. They took the woman, the girl for deliverance. And then the girl begins to manifest. And he said there is a padlock. She vomited the first padlock. Inside, how can a human being swallow padlock? Invisible object. She said she was the one that locked her own mother up. And they said, is there any more? I can't remember how many padlocks the girl could vomit. Padlock of hell to trap her own mother inside of her own body and hinder that woman from getting well, even in the presence of the best doctor. Because that girl has come into oppression of the devil that he was using against our own family. The person that raised her, it became a demonic hand. She became an instrument of hell to trap other people. A trap is a snare. A setup, a trap punishment. A catching instrument. That was what the devil manifested. To confuse and to catch man. But only one prayer you are going to pray, because I will pray for you after that. You are saying, Father, overturn the temple of my trappers. Let their own table, their platform of oppression, a platform of dining, a platform of sharing, let it become a snare before them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it become their own trap in the name of Jesus. In the kukusosia, endege e kukusosia. Father, arise every temple of the trappers. Every snare of the trappers, overturn it. Let it become their place of arrest, their place of snare. Let them fall into their own trap themselves in the mighty name of Jesus. In the quasi in the laboroso, and supriando the libros of the and so pronte the quasi. And the Librusosia, and the Custosia, in the Balabrus order, in the Bangustosi, in the Brosasia, in Stumble Crusosia, and Supreme Cucucucusosia, in La Bossa Arte. Beloved, I want to stop on that amount. I hear what I am saying to you now. You are saying, my soul, hear ye the word of the Lord. I release you from every trap of the enemy to confuse my destiny. My soul, you will not be subject to demonic trap to confuse my destiny. My soul, you will not be trapped by the trapper of darkness to confuse my destiny, to abort the life of God, the divine imprint of God, the divine instruction of God about my life, my soul, that is my mind, my will, and my emotion. I set you loose. I declare you free. You will not be a victim in the hand of any evil demonic manipulation in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You will not be subject to manipulation. You will not be subject to confusion. You will not be subject to satanic arrest. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, hear ye the word of the Lord. And therefore you will say, my mind, hear ye the word of the Lord. I am the mind of Christ. I command you, think about the things that are pure, the things that are true, the things that are of good report. Think creativity. Begin to think according to the word of the living God. Is so protegado, is to lend like a quaso, is so prusosie, is so prusosiate, and the custoso. In la baba custososie, istambalo grusate, istu labro, so on dege quaso, in la bengres ike quasa, and dege calibrusosie, and dege custososie, in la baba custososie, in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, it is written, the snare is broken, the snare. That is the trap. The snare is broken. The snare is broken. When the marketing people make you to buy stuff, and you sigh. They are tricksters on the internet. They will give you a sample and say, with this you will lose weight. I was a victim of that in the past. They say, when you buy, when we give you these 3 things to go and test, but they say, give us your credit card. And then I give my debit card. And then the first thing that they said we should try was £3. When they were going to charge me on a monthly basis on the pills to lose weight, they were charging, I can't remember, maybe £50 or £70. And I said, I don't want it. I didn't even take the sample. And what did they say to me? They said, because I did not return it when I got the sample, that was £3. So they have to continue to take it, take every month, take that money. There was no way to persuade them that I don't need that drug. Beloved, I have to go to my bank. And my bank said, we can't stop them because there's an automated direct debit. I have to tell them to stop it. And they said, the only thing is that that debit card has to be canceled. So every trap, every snare, they broke it. Beloved, and the word of the Lord knows where the enemy's trap is always used. David begins to speak something. In Psalm 124:1, as God used the man to bail me out, I have loads of that medication to lose weight. What is my weight? How much do I weigh that I need to go and tell, take sample? I can't remember what the name of that thing is. What weight? I don't even eat a 70-pound food in a week. And then I am losing weight, spending 70 pounds in a month. Beloved, but they were deceptive. The story was abstracted. They show us big fat people who are shrunk. I was looking for an easy way not to manage my diet, but just put something inside of my stomach so that I can be okay. But later, there are people that took the same drug. They didn't have a means of survival. Beloved, here, David said, if in Psalm 124, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us as stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. You cannot, there is no way a bird can get out of that snare, of that trap, unless there is a breaking of the trap. So our soul escaped out of the snare of the fowler, for the snare is broken. We are escaped, and Jesus broke that trap of the enemy. Beloved, through the cross, he said, for this purpose, the Son of God is manifest, to destroy the work of the evil one. And what Christ has done, it has to be appropriated. You have to apply it to your life. Therefore, you are lifting up your voice this morning. You are saying, today, any trap of hell set up against me, against my spirit, against my soul, against my body, in my marriage, the work of my hands, against me on the job, against me in the church, against me in my relationship, operation of the enemy to trap me today, it shall not take place. It shall not stand. It shall not take place. It shall not stand. I render you null. I render you void. I command you be broken. Every trap set by the enemy against my children, I command you be broken. My spiritual children, every trap that God, that the enemy has set against any prevailer, I break you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Whether it was set verbally, whether the trap was in the mind, whether the trap is in an office, in the home, on a journey, whether the trap is on a phone call, whether the trap is with the marketing personalities, whether the trap is on the website, you have said, I untrap you. I command the release of my life and my destiny. You shall not be trapped. 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 In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I decree and declare my freedom from every trap of darkness in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I enforce my freedom now. I declare my freedom now. I command my freedom now. I release myself from every trap of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. I release my ministry from every trap of man, of devil, of satanic manipulators, of demonic agent. I decree this commission is released from every intended, every proposed, every plan trapped against our destiny. Be released, be released, be released, be released, be released, be released in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. This snare is broken. And therefore, every trap of the enemy, the man in Matthew chapter 9, 1 to 8, was trapped to disobey God and he became grounded on the bed that his friends has to carry him. Every trap of darkness to sabotage the life of God in anyone connected by God to this commission, I declare them broken in the mighty name of Jesus, spiritually, physically, mentally, in our careers, in marriages, in health, and in wealth. I declare it broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, every trap spoken by the doctor, by a person that says that there is no rising for you, I decree and declare it broken in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, I decree and declare over Abiodun Onodero, Pastor Yemi Oladele Aki, I declare over your life, Bukola, Sheyi Aturu, Sheyi Shende, Caroline Anjayoluwa, I declare every trap of the enemy over your life is broken. Every satanic trap sponsoring sickness and infirmity over Caroline, Sarah, Corona, Adephemi, every trap of the enemy over Ella in your body, in the mighty name of Jesus, I root that satanic lock that chain you to infirmity. I root it out. I command it to catch fire. I declare your freedom in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus from every form of infirmity in the name of Jesus. I command the release of the power of God and the fire of God to penetrate in your body, to begin to minister life, to begin to minister wholeness, to begin to minister wellness, to begin to minister recovery. Unto you now, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, be made all, be made all, be made all, be made all, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, be made all, be made all. I speak to your body, receive life in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's a beyond the gekustosie, illa bon truno gozo, esu illa bronde gekwasasie, esu pruzagato, onde gekelibrusosie, onde gekustosiate, ende gekustososia, illa bon bruna kwasosie, ende gekustososia. Therefore, I command your recovery, your restoration, to spring forth speedily. Divine, let your restoration spring forth speedily. Let your healing, your wellness, and your wholeness manifest now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Father. Can you give God thanks in the name of Jesus? And I speak to anyone who is looking for open door opportunity, even for jobs or for businesses. I decree today every snare of joblessness, every snare of unprofitable business is broken in the name of Jesus. The prevailers are released to go forward and begin to be rightfully engaged by the divine order of God. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, that the land of the nations begin to make room for us and we prosper in the land, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you this morning for whatsoever the Lord doeth, leave it and abide it forever. We thank you for the testimonies, even of untrapping every trap of darkness, Lord, of cracking and destroying every trap that is set against the prevailers, any mind trap, any business trap, any career trap, any trap in health. I thank you, my Father, as you begin to destroy such traps that you begin to give unto the prevailers, Lord, a release into our future to go and fulfill destiny and to receive back everything that has been denied, everything that has been taken away from us, that we begin to walk in the fullness of divine provision of God for our destiny in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for healing for the sick this morning. Thank you for terminating the sentence of death. Thank you for taking away every spirit of mistake and every costly mistake that could be made that can affect life and destiny. Thank you for erasing it by the power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for doing something new, something glorious, something gracious, Lord, in our lives. We give you praise in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I speak into the life of that person, Lord, that my Father, you said you have spoken to, Lord, by your mercy. I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus, every arrogance of the mind that wants to turn the individual to become a prey, a victim of manipulation and perversion, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that by your mercy, let every arrogance of the mind, Lord, go. Let there be a restitution. Let there be a reconciliation with God, even from the heart of the man, of the woman, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let the peace of God that passes all understanding guard our heart and mind in Christ Jesus. I soak our soul in the blood of Jesus, our body and all that pertains to us, in the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Therefore, my Father, today again, you will make perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. For the snare is broken. We have escaped. For our help is in the name of the Lord. Therefore, I decree unto help, divine help that cometh from above, even unto the prevailers, as we see beyond what meet the eyes, as we hear beyond the words of men, Lord, that you will cause us to be custodians of your divine secret, that we will know all men and will not give ourselves unto them in the name of Jesus. Now unto you, Almighty God, who has called me and sent me, the one that performed his word, that is entry servant, and execute his word to his messenger. Unto you be glory, unto you be honor, unto you be praise, unto you be adoration this morning. For greater are you that is at work in us than he that is in the world. Therefore, I thank you for the prevailing power of your word that is at work inside of the prevailers this morning, and that makes us to be willing to do your will. We give you praise in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for performing to perfection your word and for doing exceedingly abundantly above our imagination and our expectation by the power of your Holy Spirit, the God life that is inside of us that makes us today to do even the God works and walk in the God ways and do what is pleasing unto God in everywhere we go, and we obtain the God kind of result even as we go forth to fulfill destiny this morning. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.